With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Shipments of a third coronavirus vaccine now underway after it won FDA approval over the weekend. Close to 4 million doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine being distributed nationwide. He's back.
Hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet?
Former President Trump making a return to the political stage, criticizing the Biden administration and calling for Republican unity.
Speaking at CPAC, Trump described the opening weeks of the Biden administration as disastrous, singling out immigration, energy, and LGBT policies. The former president said his conservative movement is far from being over, but he has no plans on starting a third political party.
We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party.
As for his own political future, Trump offered no specifics, but hinted at a possible White House run in 2024. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, vowing to cooperate with a sexual harassment investigation led by the state attorney general, New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo accused by a second former staffer of inappropriate behavior.
In a statement, Cuomo said, "I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I am truly sorry about that."
Correspondent Julie Walker. From Kentucky through West Virginia into Western Maryland, widespread flooding this morning following heavy rains over the weekend. Wall Street Dow futures up 314 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 197 points. This is SRN News.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. The family of a Jacksonville football star says they have as little information as anyone about how he died. Louis Nix III was reported missing this past Wednesday. On Saturday, police said his car had been pulled out of a pond, and yesterday Nix's family said they'd been told he was dead, but not what had happened to him. Nix started his career at Raines High School, went on to play at Notre Dame, then did a stint with the Houston Texans before ending up with the Jaguars. Nix was shot this past December at a gas station in Jacksonville, saying afterwards that it was while he was being robbed. A shots fired call came in, and as soon as police got there, shots were fired at them. This was Saturday night at an apartment complex on Berwick Avenue in Clay County. Police fired back, hitting the shooter, who died shortly after arriving at the hospital. No one else was hurt, and there's no word as of yet on how the whole thing got started. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. We expect early showers and then clearing by the afternoon, the high today 83. This evening, early showers and then cloudy overnight. 58 will be our low, and right now it is 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With COVID-19 cases declining over the past several weeks, governors throughout the country are lifting restrictions like indoor capacity and mask mandates. The COVID stimulus bill passes the U.S. House and now moves to the U.S. Senate. And according to the Washington Post, airlines and other travel entities may start requiring passengers to have a COVID-19 vaccine passport for traveling.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, did you watch any of that area that took a conversation, or I shouldn't say conversation, but the speech yesterday with Trump?
I did. He took so long to come out there, but you know, he's obviously a former president. But yeah, I looked at a little bit of it. Yeah,
I just watched a little bit of it. So anyway, right. We've got some clips coming up. It's pretty good. So yes. We'll get to all that in a little bit. Hey, good morning, Monday. It is March the 1st already.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of news to get to right here, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Ed Dean. Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio WBOB on Friday, the COVID-19 stimulus relief package passes the United States House of Representatives and now moves on to the U.S. Senate, where there probably won't be much debate. We'll see what happens this week. But as Fox News host Sunday Chris Wallace points out, there's a lot of wasteful spending. What does the arts and all the other things have to do with COVID-19? And all of the billions that the teachers union say that they need, most of the spending won't take place until next year in 2022.
Congressional Budget Office says that more than one-third of the total bill, $700 billion, be spent between 2022 and 2031. The bill would give $170 billion to schools from elementary through college, but the CBO projects that 95% of that money will be spent from 2022 through 2028. And let me drill down even further. $480 million of the COVID relief bill would go to the arts, humanities, museums, libraries. Again, what does that have to do with emergency COVID relief and getting kids back into school?
Even the Wall Street Journal pointed out last week that a boatload of the spending of building a bridge from Canada to New York, again, how does this relate with COVID-19 stimulus in order to have direct payments to those out there that need them?
$1 million for a bridge that connects the United States, New York State, with Canada up near Cornwall, Ontario. Excerpt from a Wall Street Journal editorial about all of this. It said, quote, "No wonder Democrats want to pass all this on a partisan vote. It's a progressive blowout for the ages that does little for the economy but will finance Democratic interest groups for years. Please don't call it COVID relief."
Host of America Reports, John Roberts. Bernie Sanders says if corporations are not going to pay a starting prevailing wage at $15 an hour, we're going to backdoor them and penalize them. Sanders wants to levy new taxes on payrolls of large corporations that don't compensate workers at $15 an hour.
Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the chief proponents of raising the wage, said that he is going to get creative. He said he's working on a new measure that would get rid of tax deductions for big businesses that don't pay at least $15 an hour. He proposed things like this before. There was the Stop Walmart Act that he put forth a couple of years ago that would have prevented companies from buying back their stock unless they paid at least $15 an hour. He had a Stop Bezos Act, in which he had that beef with Amazon, if you remember, that would have forced them to pay for some of the government services that he said their workers were using.
The truth. That was, of course, from CNBC. But Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont, says that this is a mainstream issue that most Americans agree with.
The truth is that when you talk about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, when you're talking about expanding health care to all people as a human right, when you talk about effectively taking on climate change, when you talk about making public colleges and universities tuition-free, these are not far-left ideas. These are common sense ideas that the majority of the American people support, and we're going to fight to make sure that they're implemented.
With COVID cases dropping, now a lot of governors, even some in the red states out there, are looking to do away and lift restrictions dealing with COVID-19, like indoor capacity and also with mask wearing. The latest from TheHill.com.
Governors across the country are lifting coronavirus restrictions, including mask mandates and capacity limits. The moves in several states, given that while cases and hospitalizations have declined dramatically in recent weeks.
Was there any report that shows that the mask mandates and shutting down indoor capacity actually work? Host of Tucker Carlson Tonight, Tucker Carlson says some studies show that lockdowns may not have been the answer of controlling the spread of COVID-19.
Turns out, coronavirus lockdowns are actually not necessary. A new study in the European Journal of Clinical Investigations has found that mandatory lockdown orders, and we're quoting now, may not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease than other voluntary measures.
The Biden White House says they don't support many of these states doing that, but according to Republican from Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves says, when it comes to what the federal government wants, we will see Republican and Democratic governors push back against the Biden administration.
It's very important that governors have autonomy to do what's best for their constituents. And when you talk about the notion of lockdowns, one of the reasons people are so concerned about that right now is because some of the leading experts that are advising the Biden administration are certainly suggesting that. And so we're going to push back against that as well. And I'm glad to hear that There are Republican and Democrat governors across the country that agree that that's not the right approach to take.
Student debt loan forgiveness, also a hot issue among the Biden administration. He told an audience a couple weeks back that he would support $10,000 of forgiveness, but not up through $50,000 of forgiveness. And there's a new Yahoo Finance poll that's just come out where most Americans don't support it. The latest with that, Yahoo Finance reporter Jessica Smith.
Well, the Harris Poll and Yahoo Finance did this survey, and we found that less than half of Americans actually support any student loan forgiveness. 46% said they supported some level, 54% oppose it. The idea was actually the most popular among college graduates and households making more than $100,000 a year. The higher income households more likely to have student debt.
The poll broke down by Yahoo Finance. 54% oppose student debt loan forgiveness, 46% support it. The new survey found also 81% of people with student debt owed more than $10,000. High incomes and college graduates were the ones most likely to support it. 50% of those making more than $100,000 per year support the student loan debt forgiveness. 45% of households making less than $50,000 also supported it as well. How about this story? The Washington Post reports that coming up in 2021, you may see the feds go along with this and other airline entities and other travel entities supporting that you better have a passport, maybe on your phone or something, that shows you've been vaccinated from the COVID-19 and with the COVID-19, whether it's Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, that you've had the vaccine shots.
Vaccines are a part of modern life, required for attending school, before immigrating and traveling to some countries. Yet as more people each day receive COVID-19 vaccines, society must tackle a big problem before things return to pre-pandemic normal. How to verify who has been vaccinated? Enter the Digital Vaccine Certificate, or Vaccine Passport. Here's how they might work. When a patient is vaccinated, their participating doctor or clinic creates a unique digital certificate. The proof of vaccination can be stored for later in an encrypted digital wallet, on a smartphone, or chip card. When the vaccinated patient travels, they open the pass with biometric ID or thumbprint. The airline, venue, or office scans the pass, but only sees a yes or no confirmation if the passenger satisfies set requirements, matched to their ticket and identification. President Biden signed an executive order calling for the federal government to study the feasibility of electronic vaccine records. And yet, even without government sanctioning, airlines and others are moving ahead, adapting technologies from COVID-19 test checks for vaccination passport apps.
All right, let me stop right there. So how, I don't really, the more I think about it, it's kind of like having your electronic healthcare records. Mm-hmm. You don't want to carry them with you. You want them online so people can pull them up and see what, it just makes it more accessible and much more simpler, get you in and get you out. But this is a kind of a little more interesting. So you're going to get a contact tracer, or you got to show something, hey, I got the shot, instead mm-hmm. of taking my green card in or whatever it is, it's on my phone out there. I don't know. I guess maybe.
It makes me feel a little uneasy, to be frank with you.
I'm kind of with you on
that. It's kind of creepy, and I think it's an invasion of your own privacy, and I think it also is vulnerable to people coming up with counterfeit passports. I mean, you know, who's to say you didn't borrow your brother-in-law's phone to take that trip out to California?
Yeah.
You know, how do they know that? If you've got a QR code on the phone, I'm assuming. But again, I think it's going down a real dangerous path. I don't feel good about that.
I'm kind of with you. I'm a little mixed on that. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. More coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some slow traffic on Atlantic Boulevard headed west just after Southside. Add an extra couple minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy with light rain this morning, the high 83. This evening, early showers and an overnight low of 58. Right now, it's 66 degrees. If you didn't get your car stereo from Miami Pro Audio, you are paying too much. Miami Pro Audio will beat all price quotes from competitors. 100 days, same as cash. Miami Pro Audio carries all major name brands of car stereo, video, and accessories. If they sell it, they warranty it. Give a gift that can be installed later. Miami Pro Audio, North Main Street, just south of Pecan Park, north of River City Marketplace, 228-8211. 228-8211.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start off spring on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. To make room for Boger's new spring arrivals, they're clearing out all their previous season shoes at discounted prices. And speaking of new spring arrivals, Boger's is carrying a new brand which has created quite a buzz in the shoe industry. These new high-tech shoes are gravity defiers, and they come equipped with a special heel cushion called VeroShock, along with the state-of-the-art rocker sole. So stop in Boger Shoes today and get your new Gravity Defier shoes. For over 60 years, Boger's has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida, and their professional staff can provide relief for most types of foot problems. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. And while you're there, congratulate the Boger's family for winning Bold City's Best Specialty Shoe Store. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The answer.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Yahoo Finance survey shows most Americans don't support student loan forgiveness. If former President Trump doesn't run in 2024, the candidate who has the strongest showing, according to a CPAC straw poll, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And some Senate Democrats want to penalize businesses that don't pay a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 18 minutes after 6 a.m., there is $100+ billion inside the COVID relief package to reopen up schools. But yet, we already have reopened up schools to do with safety concerns and following social distancing. Again, why is it that Florida and other states can do it, but other states cannot? This got into an interesting exchange by host of The Story, hosted by Martha McCallum, and school union rep Dr. Robin Cooper out there. Listen to this exchange.
All across the country, kids have gone back to school, and the transmission is extremely low in schools. In fact, I had one doctor tell me, you know, you've got healthcare workers back at work, social workers back at work, daycare workers back at work, and the teachers are no different in this situation.
So if we had a responsibility to get it right, why not take our time and get it correctly? We should go back to school when it can be done safely and responsibly. I think that's something that should be given to all parents. Yeah.
Well, I guess your description of safe and responsible is different than the CDC's, because the CDC says it is safe for everyone to go back. Dr. Fauci said that schools should be back. And every other essential worker community in the entire country has gone back, except for some of the city teachers.
So they say, again, we only have one chance to get it right when it comes to that. Political correctness, the cancer culture. We're starting to see a lot more of that now. Now you're seeing liberals oppose it. Bill Maher, host of Real Time, is a big, far left-wing liberal. But where I have agreed with him, and I play a lot of his clips when I can, is because he hosts the show, a lot of these elected officials come on. He says the political correctness cancer culture is coming to a town near you, and he, like me and others, oppose it.
Liberals need a stand your ground law for cancel culture so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing, because cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. A society of walking on eggshells, always looking over your shoulder about getting ratted out for something that actually has nothing to do with your character or morals.
Here you go, Roger. You'll like this one.
Think about everything you've ever texted, emailed, searched for, tweeted, blogged, or said in passing, or now even just witnessed. Someone had a Confederate flag in their dorm room in 1990 and you didn't do anything?
I just love it. He's being absurd, but he's got a good point.
He's a liberal, but he's opposed to the cancel culture. I think that may have to do with the fact that his background is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And comedians offend people all day long for a living. It's possible he may have said something out there that could come back to, quote, haunt him by the cancel culture.
Huh? Yeah. He says, and he brings up a good point here, he says the political correctness crowd, he says, nobody seems to stand up to it anymore. They just kind of slightly go along with what's going on right now.
And 62% of Americans say they have opinions they're afraid to share.
Yeah.
80% of Americans, young, old, rich, poor, conservative, liberal, white, minority, all hate the current atmosphere of hypersensitivity. Yeah, everybody hates it, and no one stands up to it. Because it's always the safe thing to swallow what you really think and just join the mob.
And just join the mob out there. On the issue of the latest, when it comes to student loan debt financing, again, what's going to happen out there? As you know, President Biden said that he would only support forgiving $10,000 worth. Now, of course, the Democrats are unhappy about that. They want to go up to $50,000. It's going to be an interesting clash to see where this goes. But remember, in order for the first step to at least get this right, you ready? Is student debt cancellation out there.
There are a number of major problems with our student, how we finance higher education. But the first step has to be cancellation. That will disproportionately impact low-income borrowers, Black borrowers, and other borrowers of color, people in default. So the ones who are struggling the most, people in default, people don't realize most of them are struggling not on huge amounts of debt. They're struggling on 10K or 20K or under 50K. So when you if you cancel debt at any of those levels, you will have a disproportionate impact on those who are struggling the most. And you will provide a stimulus to the economy. So any fix to our higher ed financing system has to start with cancellation.
So there you go. So they're all invoked when it comes to the area of student cancellation out there. This is going to be an interesting debate. You've got the U.S. Senate now that's going to be taking up the COVID bill. They don't think anything is going to change. I think it's still going to be 1.9. They're talking about maybe more spending. We've got a report coming up in a few moments. I want to talk about CPAC and the president and some of the comments he made. But also, they're still going to try to push a UBI, Universal Basic Income, out there. And the question, we were talking to some of those that advertise with us, for example, Chris at Hangar Bay, and other businesses that do business with us. I was talking to him the other day, and by the way, we had a phenomenal turnout at the NRA Friends of the First Coast Friends of the NRA shooting event. And I said, Chris is great shot. And I said, hey, are you coming out? He goes, I can't. I go, what do you mean? You're the owner of the company. He goes, Ed, I've talked to other, because we can't find workers. I go, what do you mean you can't find workers?
Wow.
He goes, people don't want to work. And he goes, what he's talked about with, I want to talk about this in coming up in a couple of moments. He was telling me, when you've got unemployment benefits out there and you plan to extend them, folks, this is a proven example of why people don't want and don't need to work. Why? Because when the government's shilling out $400 a week on top of your state unemployment, and who knows what a local city may do.
Right.
Why would you want to go back to work?
Especially you lose all that and end up making less money by going to work every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would you want to do that? I mean, there are signs all over. I mean, yesterday, I did my walk yesterday after church. There are, I mean, folks, do you understand that some of you could be making $20 an hour just as a server? Oh, that you all, some of you are just absolutely lazy out there. And by the way, you want to see unemployment turn around and go down?
Not our listeners. Come on.
No, not our listeners out there.
Other people are lazy, not
you. You people. That's right. I'm right. That's true. And none of our listeners. But you want to see the unemployment actually go down and the unemployment benefits. End it. force people to go out and get a job. It happened when Trump did it back last summer. You saw the numbers just went up.
Some will argue that they feel like either they or the members of their family could be at risk if they get out amongst the public and expose themselves to COVID.
Boo flippity who. Wear a mask. Socially distanced, you could probably work from the home.
Right.
I mean, we're told, go get the vaccine. Well, you can't get it. Well, I guess they're going to renew all that. Yeah. So,
once the vaccines start really going out.
I'm not waiting on that excuse.
People, we're seeing the COVID expansion rate go down every time they release new numbers.
Hey, by the way, you can bring the flu home back to your parents. Stop making excuses for people. Man, we making excuses for everybody these days.
Well,
just do it.
Well, you've got people who are elected to office and, you know, government officials in the media especially scaring the daylights out of people.
That is a great point. Roger, bingo. Yeah, vaccines, oh man, cases going out, but we're still scaring the heck out of you. That is a valid point right there. We'll talk more about that coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some light traffic on 95 headed north right at Phillips. Jennifer, what's going on?
I'm on 95 northbound, and there's a one car. It looks like he spun out and hit the guardrail, but he is blocking part of the left-hand lane, and the police are not on the scene yet.
Thanks, Jennifer. Be aware of that left lane and add an extra few minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Showers in the morning, cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 83. This evening, we'll see some light rain early, then overcast overnight with a low of 58. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We're the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into this shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With three locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack. The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
Now, this White House has an alliance with the activist media to not be covered at all whatsoever under any circumstances. Not what policies they're pushing, not what ideas they're advancing, not what treaties they're trying to negotiate, nothing.
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here's a couple of emails coming in already this morning at WBOB.com. Here's one from Willie. Hey, Ed, you ever notice that the bigger group of people that support canceling student loan debt are always those that have money? That's a great one.
My former doctor told me that he had somewhere in the neighborhood of six figures in student loan debt, and he was in his 40s when he finally made his final student loan payment.
Yeah, that's an interesting one out there.
It's expensive, you know.
Here's one from Michelle. Hey, Ed, I don't like supporting forgiveness of student loan debt. Why not just go to a community college out there, get a college grant, or get maybe a college scholarship, start right there, and then move on? It's not like, what's the hurry of getting the degree? Sometimes you can go work for a certain company while you're trying to get that degree.
Yeah.
Things have changed around. A lot of emails on the student. This is one issue that you really get a lot of attention when you start talking about student debt loan forgiveness. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Coming up next, we got all the clips, a lot of good clips, on what took with CPAC, and now unemployment benefits will be extended. Is this the right way to go, and how long should we extend them for? We'll have a lot more of this coming up next. Ed Dean, my good friend Roger Henderson, the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Shipments of a third coronavirus vaccine now underway after it won FDA approval over the weekend. Close to 4 million doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine being distributed nationwide. He's back, former President Trump, making a return to the political stage, speaking at the CPAC event in Florida, criticizing the Biden administration and calling for Republican unity. Vowing to cooperate with a sexual harassment investigation led by the state's attorney general, New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo accused by a second former staffer of inappropriate behavior. From Kentucky through West Virginia into western Maryland, widespread flooding this morning following heavy rains over the weekend. Dow futures up 283 points, NASDAQ futures 152 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. One bicycle rider was killed, and two others are lucky to be alive after being hit by the same car. News for Jax reports St. Johns County Police is saying that overnight yesterday, the car swerved into the bicycle lane on US 1 North. A man died and two women were seriously hurt. All of the victims are from out of state. The family of a Jacksonville football star says they have as little information as anyone about how he died. Louis Nix III was reported missing this past Wednesday. On Saturday, police said his car had been pulled out of a pond. And yesterday, Nix's family said they'd been told he was dead, but not what had happened to him. Nix started his career at Raines High School, went on to play at Notre Dame, then did stints with both the Houston Texans and the New York Giants before ending up with the Jaguars. Nix was shot this past December at a gas station in Jacksonville, saying afterwards that it was while he was being robbed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 0881 or visit bathplanetjax.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to get some light traffic on 95 headed north, right at Phillips. Jennifer, what's going on?
I'm on 95 northbound and there's a one car. It looks like he spun out and hit the guardrail, but he is blocking part of the left-hand lane and the police are not on the scene yet.
Thanks, Jennifer. Be aware of that left lane and add an extra few minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Showers in the morning, cloudy by afternoon, the high today 83. This evening we'll see some light rain early, then overcast overnight with a low of 58. Right now it's 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The COVID stimulus bill passes the U.S. House and now moves on to the U.S. Senate. According to the Washington Post, airlines and other travel entities may start requiring passengers to have a COVID-19 vaccine passport for traveling. And with COVID-19 cases declining over the past several weeks, governors throughout the country are lifting restrictions like indoor capacity and mask mandates.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's continue more news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, I know a lot of people have been wanting to know it, so let's get to it. Oh, CPAC. What happened? President Trump, everybody was just waiting for the speech that took place. I don't go to CPAC. They're cheap. They don't want to pay for all of this stuff. Somebody goes, whoa, it's a pay for play. Yeah, you pay for good talent for them to come play over your arena. You daggum right, me and Roger. We're high end, all right? Just give me a Motel 6 in La Quinta. I'm there. I can't.
Generally
anyway.
Speaking, if they want us to cover an out-of-town event, they pay.
Yes.
They put us up on a – they don't pay us a salary to come
yeah.
out, but, you know, they police put us up and pay transportation expenses for crying out loud.
That's right. Roger's got to have a show for besides me.
Exactly.
All right, here's with President Trump. I got a lot of clips to get to, not just of him, but other events as well. With inside what took place at CPAC, Trump says fake news, third party isn't happening.
We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that.
I'm with him on that. That's good news. I mean, is it fake news? I don't know. I think they probably spread out some rumors out there that they may look started just to mess around with it.
Right.
But that's fine out there.
Capture some headlines.
Yeah.
Control the news cycle.
Here's what President Trump says. The 2020 was rigged. And the crowd goes, Chance, you won. You won. They kept saying, you won. Here we go.
Illegal aliens and dead people are voting. And many other horrible things are happening that are too voluminous to even mention. But people know. I mean, it's being studied. And the level of dishonesty is not to be believed.
Who's studying it? That's what I want to know. Lynn Wood? Sidney Powell? Okay, I digress.
We have a very sick and corrupt electoral process that must be fixed immediately. This election was rigged, and the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
Hear him chanting, you won. Well, actually, the appointees that the president appointed sat back and said they didn't have any precedence or any standard to at least get the lawsuit moving forward out there. So, kind of interesting on that, but that's still going to be debated. Trump, this is kind of a pretty fun comment. He goes, I guess, I may have to, this is kind of hints that he may run again. He goes, maybe I'll have to beat them a third time. This is kind of funny.
Actually, as you know, they just lost the White House, but that's one of those. But who knows?
That's funny.
Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
I mean, you just got to admit, it's entertaining as anything out there. Here was former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. Listen to this clip. He says, guarantee it. Now, this is Peter Navarro now. He says, Trump will be on the ballot in 2024, but he disses the inside campaign team of former President Trump. Listen to Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie. Listen to this.
Got to take out the traditional Republican trash and McConnell, Cheney,
wow.
and McCarthy. It's got to be a revolution. He's also got to get his own house in order in preparation for 2024. He will be on the ballot in 2024. If he's not listening to folks like Bannon, Bossie, Corey Lewandowski, Steve Cortez on the outside, Bernie Marcus on the outside, and Scavino and McEntee on the inside. He's listening to the wrong people.
So sounds like Cool Mo D, listing all these different guys. Never
yeah.
heard of before.
So I, from what I heard that clip, I guess he's throwing some of those guys that brought him to the table.
Right.
And he says, they didn't do it. Well, hey, I'd like to go further and go, well, you tell me why these guys aren't good. I think their messaging and some of the other things were off. That, you know, when you look at last year's election. There's a new poll out. It shows that at the CPAC that if you take out President Trump, now this included in the poll is mm-hmm. President Trump.
Right.
You take out President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis becomes the top tier nominee for 2024.
The election were held today. Who would you vote for? And the far and away, the front runner is President Trump with 55% of the vote. And the next is Ron DeSantis getting 21% of the vote. Then everybody else is down in single digits.
So if you took out Trump, so DeSantis, of course, is one of my favorites. So if you take out Trump, DeSantis gets 43% of the vote. And, of course, my gal, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she comes in second with 11%.
Now, in South Dakota, I provided all of the information that we had to our people. And then I trusted them to make the best decisions for themselves, for their families, and in turn, their communities. We never focused on the case numbers. Instead, we kept our eye on hospital capacity.
Right.
Now, Dr. Fauci, he told me that on my worst day, I'd have 10,000 patients in the hospital. On our worst day, we had a little over 600. Even in a pandemic, public health policy needs to take into account people's economic and social well-being. Daily needs still need to be met. People need to keep a roof over their heads. They need to feed their families, and they still need purpose.
I love her, man. She is her and DeSantis. It could be her, then DeSantis as VP. I don't care.
Yeah.
Those two are my top tier. So it followed out with Don Jr. coming in third, really. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State. Ted Cruz, really. Josh Hawley, I like Nikki Haley, Rand Paul, and Mike Pence, like 1% to 3% out there.
Right.
So it just shows that some of the other ones that have run before don't have a prayer again. By the way, you notice what she said, we never shut down the economy. That's kind of a little, because Governor DeSantis did, in some cases, shut things down. Not overall, but in some areas shut down what was considered, quote, non-essential. Well, he says he won't do it again.
Well, he told the spring breakers the party's over. That's pretty much it.
Well, the party was over. Some of the businesses out there.
Right.
Listen to host of America Reports from Fox News. John Roberts was interviewing former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove, who's, I guess, one of the strategists with Fox News. He's a contributor. Rove said something, and maybe some people are reading too much in this. Rove says that, if you look at it, only 55% of the CPAC goers, which is the hardcore people, only 55% supported Trump. He says those numbers are down. Listen to this exchange.
Saw the results of the straw poll. I thought it was interesting that former President Trump's approval rating was 97%. 95% said that they wanted him to continue, or the party to continue his policies. 70% of people said that they wanted to see him run again, but 55% said that they would vote for him. I thought that bingo number might have been higher.
Well, absolutely, bingo. I agree entirely with you. Remember, this is a group that came to this meeting for largely one reason. President Trump was going to be there. This is the truest Trump believers. And for him to only get 55% said he is losing strength because he's not introducing something new. He's losing strength whether he recognizes it. Mm-hmm. And I think if I were them, I'd take that as a cautionary note. He needs to refresh his act. He needs to change, and he needs to offer a vision for the future.
You know, here's the question. 55%, but when you throw in, what, 8-10 other candidates out there,
right,
you're going to have a personal favorite. If you put 55% against nobody else and sit back and say, do you support the president, former president, running again, would you support him as a Republican nominee? If only 55% came out and said that, then I'd be like, okay. But, yeah, I understand. I mean, I like Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm all for fresh new blood. I want young, fresh new conservatives like him in South Dakota. South Dakota Governor Christine Noem. But having said that, are we reading too much into that?
I think we are to an extent, and here's the reason why. The only people allowed to participate in this poll were people who attended CPAC. These are the most hardcore conservatives in the country, probably those who are convenient to Orlando as well. This is not a scientific poll. It was only a straw poll of those who attended the event.
Well, yeah, but I don't know most of those polls are scientific anyway. So when you look at some of them out there as well. So that's pretty much, listen to this exchange. Former Florida governor, now U.S. Senator Rick Scott. This is an interesting right here. He is, of course, chair of the, well, I don't want to get the right word. He's chair of the Republican 2022 for the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
He's in charge of making sure that they win. I think there's two seats we can pick up. I think the one in New Hampshire with John Sununu. I think we could pick up the one in Georgia. By the way, you saw where David Perdue was not running. He announced.
Right.
And he dropped back out against Raphael Warnock.
Right. Makes it less likely that we could pick up Georgia to some
extent. No. I think he could pick up Georgia. I just don't think he could pick it up with – no. And I like Perdue, but he's a loser, with all due respect. Go with winners, people. All right? Here we go. Here's Florida. Here's Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott. Rick Scott was asked about, hey, what about the challenge by Trump-backed candidates? He says, we are only going to support incumbent Republicans, no challengers.
Which is primary battles inside the Republican Party in 2022, which could make it harder to take back the Senate for the GOP. President Trump has talked openly about endorsing primary candidates at all levels to run against GOP incumbents. Will you support incumbents running in the Senate, or would you support a Trump challenger to that incumbent in the Senate in 2022?
I am supporting every Republican incumbent in all the Senate races.
He says he's supporting every incumbent Republican, no Trump-backed challenger. So there you go, Senator Rick Scott. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600. How many of y'all saw the speech from the president? What do you think about that poll? Who, I mean, DeSantis would be the top tier at almost 43% if he took out Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How about that? Christine Noem, what do you think about Trump's speech? Is that we're not going to be any third party? Was this good? Good speech? What'd you guys think? Pros and cons. I'd love to hear your view. 831 0600. Also, the Washington Post reports that airlines and travel entities are talking about that for in order for you to travel. By the way, is this for rent-a-cars too? I wouldn't think so, but let's just, would you guys support a COVID passport? Like on your, like a green card, yellow card, whatever, or something on your phone that says that you got the shot. What do you think about that? Invasion of privacy, or does it make you feel uneasy, or is there, hey, is this just the wave of the future right now? What do you guys think? Would you go along with that? 831-0600. More coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some of that usual slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more, especially with these wet roads. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Showers in the morning, cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 83. This evening, we'll see some light rain early, then overcast overnight with a low of 58. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
America means innovation, where new ideas are born, tested, and brought to the world.
America means determination, the grit, hustle, and hard work that built our country.
America means opportunity, where tomorrow has a chance to be better than today.
And America means home.
We've weathered a lot, and we've been told how divided we are.
But we're coming through it together.
By pushing forward together, we can thrive.
That starts by rebuilding America's infrastructure, our power generation, food production, manufacturing, and transportation networks.
Which means hundreds of thousands of new jobs across the country.
It's an investment in our communities.
In roads, bridges, cleaner air and water.
It's an investment in economic freedom and the promise of success for generations to come.
It's an investment in us.
It's going to take hard work, but we can get there.
And we'll be stronger for it.
Because America means business.
Let's get America back to work.
Let's invest in Florida.
Let's invest in us. Learn more at letsinvestinus.com. Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions Forum.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, look.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. If former President Trump doesn't run in 2024, the candidate who has the strongest showing, according to the CPAC straw poll, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Some Senate Democrats want to penalize businesses that don't pay a $15 an hour minimum wage. And a Yahoo Finance survey shows most Americans don't support student loan forgiveness.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I think it's counterproductive. I really do. The constant gloom and gloom. Because otherwise, I think people go, oh, you know, what's the point of even trying if we're always going to be living with it? Fauci, such a downer. You know, we're masks forever. I don't want to wear a mask forever. That's not healthy either, by the way, wearing a mask. I guess we have to do it. But breathing your stale air, not healthy. Not healthy.
I don't agree with 98% of his views. But I like real-time host Bill Maher. Super liberal, but he's dead on when it comes to Fauci and when it comes to those of the cancel culture. Coming up on 49 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of the libs when you look at a lot of this nonsense. I mean, there's still some of the polls out there. Oh, I don't know if I want to go out. Oh, I may wait for what the CDC says. Really? You're going to wait for the DOT to tell you when there's no drunks on the road either, to maybe a safe time to cross the road? Come on, folks. That's something, a decision that you need to make. I get it. Some of you want to wait for Big Brother to come around to see what takes place. But give me a break on some of this out there as well. So kind of interesting. Again, we talked about earlier where the Washington Post comes out with a story that pretty much says that, hey, listen, maybe we need to have a COVID passport to show that you got the vaccine shot out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of uneasy about that.
I'm uneasy about it. And to be frank,
does that mean I can't get on an airplane?
If it passes, absolutely you won't be able to. Airplanes, cruises, you know, a lot of traditional transportation when you're in confined spaces for extended period of times would probably be in. Not allowed if they do this COVID passport thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere in the Congress or in the Senate. I think what you do is you let the marketplace decide on
this. Yeah, the airlines may choose to do it themselves, but again, if you have an airline that wants to get more tickets sold,
they
may be the one that you don't need a COVID passport.
That's right. You may, just give me that heat thing on your head. Yeah, Roger, it's funny. During the summertime, because I have to for my health, I'll go do a 3-4 mile walk, I'll have lunch with somebody, and they take that thing. I've just been walking in 90-degree weather, lady. I mean, sir, no, I don't want to say down to disrespectful. Mm-hmm. No wonder I got heat of 100 degrees up. I don't have COVID. But interesting. But Roger brings up a good point. The marketplace to decide this, because what if cruise lines, other travel entities start going down this road? Mm-hmm. What if a rent-a-car says, hey, unless you got the COVID vaccine 19 shot, I'm not going to allow you to rent a car, even though we're going to scrub afterwards out there. I think Roger's exactly correct.
Can't stay at our hotel?
There's going to be a lot of people going to sit back and say, fine, I'm going to go somewhere else. I think the marketplace will decide this.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, they can always mandate it, though. That's something that makes people a little concerned.
Universal basic income. Is it right around the corner? Democrats plan, of course, to extend a boatload of unemployment benefits, all sorts of ridiculous pork barrel spending inside the COVID-19 stimulus package, which now this week is heading to the U.S. Senate. We need it, and we need it now. Advocated by those of like MSNBC's Ali Velshi.
Here's one crazy idea that may be worth attempting now. Universal basic income. Every citizen, regardless of their employment status, gets a modest income from the state, no strings attached, which allows them to live above the poverty line. Benefits that most of the developed world consider to be basic rights. Universal basic income has its critics and its detractors, mostly those who say it'll cost too much, promote unemployment, or worse, laziness, and that it's unsustainable. Let me put it to you this way. If UBI could happen at no additional cost to you, would you support the idea? Let's make it a home for those for whom the American dream is unattainable.
Again, here's the guy who has no clue, no concept of math. No, it's no cost to you. By the way, it's kind of interesting. For those of you that need to look for health care, right now the enrollment for Obamacare is February the 15th, I think through May the 15th. That was an extension signed as an executive order.
Right.
Their ads that they're running out there now is, hey, listen, with plans out there, your costs will be pretty much low. But they're not telling you the reason, which I get it, the reason why your costs are low. You ever notice a commercial? Hey, your Medicare Advantage and things are cost. Because why? Because the government's picking up more of the tab, or i.e. the cost to the taxpayer is more picking up the tab. When these guys talk about how it's going to be free, let me just say this. Businesses are in the business of about business making money. When they talk to you about, hey, 35% off, this folks, when a new product is coming out, for the most part, they're going to give you incentives. But unless it's on the clearance rack where they can't sell it, don't buy into the hype that you're getting a big sale.
That's right. They just increased the price first by 35%, and then they say it's been reduced.
We
all know this stuff. Come on.
Yeah, I know. We all know this. So anyway, I just like this. Mm-hmm. Here is, by the way, unemployment benefits going to be extended again. Here's what Art Laffer, one of my favorites, former Reagan economist, said. He says, we're going to extend the unemployment benefits coming up in these COVID packages. He goes, we're going to tax people who work and pay people not to work. I love that.
You don't want to tax people who work and pay people not to work. That's just the silliest thing in the world. Nancy Pelosi says the best way to stimulate the economy is to give unemployment benefits to people who are unemployed. Hello, when you pay people not to work, which is what unemployment benefits are, you're going to get more people not working.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this, extending this out there, you know?
It's an additional $600 per week per person for anyone on unemployment insurance. That allows an individual to make about $48,000 a year on unemployment assistance. Many individuals that don't make $48,000 in their normal job
but they're making $48,000 now on unemployment assistance. Literally, it would encourage people that make less than $48,000 a year to not go back to work.
Yeah, that's Oklahoma Senator Republican James Lankford. He's exactly correct. So I'm not a fan of all this extending of unemployment benefits out there, because the bottom line is, let's say they go to $400. That's $400 federally, and they're going to talk about it through September through October. And then you get your state unemployment benefits. I don't know what some states, Roger, I don't know if some cities even allow that as well. I don't know anything in Florida that does that.
Right. And with the unspoken issue this could also create is hyperinflation. If things are, if the retail industry, for example, realizes people have more money to spend, that ends up creating more of a shortage. They just drive the prices of everything up higher because people have the money, you know?
I'm trying to follow you. What was that again?
If you're handing people money to buy things and they've got extra money in their pockets, that ends up increasing inflation, does it not?
Are you talking about a restaurant? I'm trying to follow you for a second.
Anything people have
anything to buy. Anything can cause hyperinflation. You want the marketplace to cause that, right. not so much the government.
Right, but if people have an extra universal basic income coming in, you know, or whatever it may be, or more unemployment and stimulus money, that just makes things more expensive.
Well, yeah, in theory it does. So, all right, more coming up next. Roger, it's not you, it's me. Trust me, I'm trying to catch up. Sorry. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic around NAS jacks. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Early showers clearing by afternoon. The high today, 83. This evening, we'll see some light rain and an overnight low of 58 right now. It is 69 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIP. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, for those of you that missed, we had a great time. Weather was just absolutely gorgeous Saturday morning. We went out there, did the Clay Target Sporting. In fact, this is kind of interesting. Pre-pandemic, we had a good crowd. During pandemic, we had a bigger crowd. Huge crowd that turned out.
Interesting. And the ladies did really well.
Yeah.
Colby, for example, does our traffic. We're crushed it, I hear. No?
Stop bragging. Okay. Anyway, when there's only certain women showing up, Colby did a good job. I'm messing with you. She showed up the traffic out, so she did a good job anyway with the shooting. But everybody had a good time. A lot of it went to charity benefits. A lot of high school teams that were sponsored. Billingbrake.
Really?
Billingbrake showed up, and Dr. James St. George, man. I was on his team, man.
Oh, really? Okay.
He was great. So we got to hang out with him, and thanks to him and a lot of other sponsors, which we'll talk about later in the week. But it was a fabulous time, and the ladies were out there, man, and they had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies had a fun. Of course, they're much better shooter than the men's, but we had a great time with that. And so, a lot of other events coming up. 904-831-0600 coming up next. Do you think that you need to have a COVID vaccine passport in order to get above a plane, rent a car, and/or a bus? We'll talk about that also. The latest from CPAC, the president's out there continuing to say that the election was rigged. He had some good quotes. I had some funny quotes I like out there. The latest poll numbers show that Governor Ron DeSantis, if you take Trump out of the equation, DeSantis wins the whole thing. So we got a lot more of this coming up. 904-831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco, Talk Radio.